Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sharon. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling in regards to a charge that was done to my account, and I do not recognize this charge. So what is it that you sell? What is it that I supposedly bought from you?
We represent over 100 online vendors. If you provide me with your zip code, I'd be more than happy to check and see what was ordered.
Okay, 78501.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Maria Elena Nassif.
All right. And for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
1612 North 29th Street, McAllen, Texas, 78501.
Thank you. Just allow me one moment. I was able to locate an account. The information you provided me with. So just give me one moment while I take a look, quick look over it.
Okay. Hay que mover esto. Hay que ya, ya me voy a vestir. Hay que ya.
I just want you to know I'm still here. I'm still waiting for the account information to load, so just bear with me. I'm still just taking a quick look over the account, so just bear with me. All right, so thank you, patient. I hold, and I do apologize about that hold. So I show here that on December the 16th, you pay shipping and handling to receive a supplement, which is the Luna Active Face Cream. And you was on a 7-day trial of a 30-day supply, and you only pay shipping and handling to receive the product. Now, if you don't cancel within those 7 days from the day that you order it, we build you for the full cost of the bottles that you receive the trial, and every 30 days we send you out a new bottle at full cost.
No, ma'am. The ad that you have on Facebook is the product was $6.96 or $6 whatever, and it was a trial container. It didn't say it was shipping charges. I'm sorry, it did not say that.
Yeah, it was a 7-day trial. You only paid $5.49 to receive it. I mean, excuse me, $5.45 to receive it.
That's not what it says. I'm not gonna, you know, I am on a very tight fixed income. This has drained my account. I will not give any funds until the end of the month. I am sick. And you just went in there, you made several attempts, and this is not the way it's put on Facebook. It was that that was what they were charging for the trial product, which was a small container. I understand. It was to try the product, not shipping charges. As a matter of fact, it said the shipping charges were free of charge. No, ma'am. So I have already called the bank. And I am going to press charges because this is very, that's not what it says. This is very misleading. That is not what the ad says, ma'am. I'm sorry. So what do we do now? Because I have already called the bank.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do understand that. What you're stating. Now, when I am able to offer you a free bottle for it to be shipped out to you at no extra charge?
I cannot accept anything like that for something that I haven't even tried. I live in Texas. I'm in Georgia right now visiting my relatives. I haven't even seen the product or tested it or nothing. I'm not even home. So it's kind of hard to be sick out of the state. And then people like you guys charging this amount of money on something that's very misleading. So I don't want it anymore. I will return the product as soon as I get home, and it won't be until next week. But I am having the bank check into it and follow up on it.
Yes, ma'am.
I do have a listing of the offer, so I know what I'm talking about. You said $6 and something, and then if you ordered something else, it was another six something. That's why I went for it, just to try it. For $6, I was not, you know, I wasn't hurting. It was fine. But now you charged me almost $100? No, ma'am. That's not what I agreed to. Now, you have my card. You've attempted to withdraw funds three times already. Three times. And that's why the investigation has already started. So I decided the bank gave me the option of calling you to see how we could resolve it. If I were you, I would retract that charge right now. Because three attempts on something that I did not agree to, I mean, it's already sent out a red flag on your company. Because that's not right. It's not what I bought. None at all. So you tell me, what's my next step? What do I do?
Now, I am offered able to offer you a 60-day hold on the product.
I just don't want it anymore. I don't trust you. I don't want it. Withdrawing your $100, $96, because I don't want it. I'll send it back. When I get home, it's still there. If it's there, that's another question, because I'm not home. I will return it. Because that's not the understanding. That's not what the ad says.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. And I'm also able to offer you a 35% discount on that product as well.
No. Refund the $96 and something cents. That's the only way. You can keep the $6.45, because there's two charges of $6 and something. That's already went through. It's long gone. That was on the 16th of December. I've already paid that. That's fine. I will return the product, but I want those $97 on my account today.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand what you're stating. Now, what I am able to do is offer you a 50% refund of the $96.42, but you will have to contact your bank to just drop the dispute with them.
I can't drop the dispute because your percentage is not good enough, because I cannot let you have, what is it, $60 for something that I don't want, that I did not order.
Well, ma'am, you did pay the shipping and him to receive the product of a 7-day trial, so you did order it.
I did order it, yes. I'm not disputing that, but I've already paid what the product was being offered for. The product, not the shipping and handling, the product. I know what I read. As a matter of fact, I copied it. I have it in my phone. Exactly what I ordered, because I've gone through people like your company before. So either you refund my money or shit's going to hit the fan, because the bank's not playing games here. And I've already talked to them this morning, but they gave me the option of me calling you, see if we could resolve it this other way. I need that money back in my bank.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that. Unfortunately, it is a valid charge, and I am only able to offer you a 50% refund because you did enroll to receive that 7-day trial.
Mm-mm. You're offering how much percent?
A 50% refund.
A 50?
Yes, ma'am.
So I get to keep it for $50 plus a six something.
Well, the $6.45 was only shipping and handling. That wasn't
okay.
For the full cost of the product.
Yeah, well, that's already a history. It's long gone. So, as we speak, you refund $50. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. I can offer you a 50% refund, but in order for me to push that refund through, you have to contact your bank to have them to drop the dispute. You have to have them call us.
No, we're going ahead with the dispute. Okay?
Well, I do understand what you're stating, but it's not a guarantee that the bank will refund those charges, because it is actually a valid charge.
Not when I have the ad where it says exactly what I ordered.
Well, it shows it in the terms and conditions. It was a 7-day trial for a 30-day supply.
Yeah.
And you're only paying shipping and handling to receive it.
Not what it is. But let me go ahead with the bank and we'll see where it lands. But I'm not paying for something that I did not order. Your ad is very misleading. It's fraud, man. Fraud.
You did say that you ordered the product for a 7-day trial. So that's what that $6.45 come from.
Yes, the trial product was for six something. No shipping and no shipping charges.
The $6.45 is the shipping and handling charge, ma'am. That wasn't for the product.
It was for the product.
No, ma'am, it wasn't for the product. It was for it to be shipped out to you, yes.
I don't want that. I'm so disappointed. So disappointed. And the bank, I don't know if the bank will call you or they take about 30 days for the follow up. I cannot wait 30 days. I am sick. I need that money.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand what you're stating. As I did inform you, I'm only able to offer you a 50% refund, and in order for me to push that refund through, you will have to contact your bank to drop the charges, the dispute.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to go ahead with the dispute. Okay, thank you.